Well, Councilman Will Kiles, why did you choose now to bring up the idea of a police review board for Champaign?
Seemed like a great opportunity as we're going through different transitions to revisit a process that may help the relationship between the African-American community and the police. So we've been going through a lot. We've been talking about change. I've seen a lot of positive things in the city. And I think this is one of those things that we're trying to cross that hurdle, and maybe the Citizen Review Board can help.
What sort of role do you see the board playing in the city?
It could actually be twofold. As a mediator, actually able to review the complaints and advise, and we could talk from more so of best practices. So let's just say that nothing came. It was founded that even amongst the board that the officer was in the right, the citizen just didn't abide by the law. Well, there are also some best practices that can come from this. And so we have three things. We have the review process of the complaint. We have best practices. And then we also have the education piece, that dialogue between the community, people on the board, and the police department.
Now, the Champaign City Council looked at this idea in 2007. They voted 5-4 against it then. Why do you think the council would see the matter differently now?
Well, a lot has happened. The city has been through a lot. We go back to the Kiwan Carrington issue, and these type of issues keep on reoccurring. Not necessarily as extreme as the Kiwan Carrington, but I feel that in general, council, staff, community really want to go into a different direction, and kind of, I don't say that we'll ever be able to erase it, but change the conversation where we're starting to talk about how community and police relationships have improved. And so that's a great conversation that I'm looking forward to having.
Do you think a Champaign Police Review Board would be like the one that Urbana has? Or do you want some different features or structure?
It could be similar. I think that we need to we need to get some feedback from the community of how they would want it. We need to get some feedback from the police department. And I think we can find a happy medium. And obviously, the council will be studying it, so we'll have feedback there. So between all three working together, I think we're going to come to a compromise on how this board would function and look.
What sort of police participation should there be on a police review board?
You got to have someone who is an expert or very knowledgeable in police policy. We don't just want to have a group of citizens and just say, look at this case and tell me what you think. We want to compare the complaint and look at policy at the same time. I envision actually the police chief being on the board, and that would allow that dialogue back and forth. So now citizens are able to be educated on what the policy is, and then looking at the policy to see if anything occurred. And again, it's always a better way of doing things. And so there's that best practices piece, there's that cultural piece, there's that educational piece that comes from a board like this.
What sort of authority should a police review board have? Should it be able to conduct its own investigations? And where would its recommendations go?
I would look at it as an advisory board. But at the same time, if it comes out in public participation that, you know, overwhelming amount of people would like to do that, then, I mean, I'm open to it, exploring it. As far as the investigation piece, I believe that the ultimate role would be in the police chief's hands to decide discipline, obviously. But I think that it just makes this process a little bit more transparent than what it is today.
Now, in Urbana, the way that the police review board is structured to work is that I understand that if the complainant is not happy with any action the police chief takes, and the police review board decides that there's some justification, they make a recommendation to the mayor, and the mayor could send an instruction, if the mayor chooses, to the police chief. council manager government, the mayor doesn't have the same authority. Would a police review board make its recommendations to someone above the police chief?
I definitely believe that the council, I believe that it would go, obviously, the police chief, then to the city manager, and then I think that ultimately the council. And some would say, well, why can't it go to the council right now? It's just not structured. If someone comes in for, let's just say they have a complaint and they decide to say their complaint during audience participation, well, that's 5 minutes. The structure is not set up to dialogue back and forth. There are a lot of missing pieces. And so what happens is the TV viewers, the audience, everybody, the person that's complaining, everybody's kind of left out of the loop of what's happening. And so I think that this completes the process or helps complete it.
If there had been a police review board active in Champaign in 2009 when Kawan Carrington was killed, do you think anything would have been different?
You're talking about after the event, right? I think that at least people would feel more accountability. I'm not saying that anything would have changed, but I think that the accountability piece and the dialogue between the police chief and the people would have, I think it would have made the process, the healing process, a little bit better.
Now, Mayor Don Girard has expressed interest in the idea. He spoke to WCIA-TV about it this week. Have you heard from any other council members about this?
You know, we talked about it a little bit last week, and there are mixed feelings about it. Some think it's a great idea. Some think it's worth exploring. Some people think we should wait till the new chief comes. Some don't think that we shouldn't do anything at all. There's a diversity of opinions, but you got the 5 votes to have the study session, so at least half of the people are willing to discuss and explore it.
So you have the support for a council study session.
Yes, sir.
And has that been scheduled yet?
It hasn't been scheduled yet. Just got the support this past Tuesday.
Okay, but you expect to see it at some council study session in the next few weeks or months?
The way it works, within the next couple of months, we should be talking about it.
Do you think it's better to have this issue decided before a new chief, and I guess now assistant chief is hired, so that they'll know what to expect?
I think that it is, or I wouldn't have brought it up, but I think that it's showing the new chief that this is an expectation, that there's going to be an open process and more interaction between the police department and the community in a positive way. I know that maybe 4 years ago, I wasn't a part of that conversation and discussion, but I'm willing to, at least on my end, look at some of the concerns and address them instead of, you know, ignoring them. I'd like to compromise on some of the concerns, on all of the concerns, so that we can push this thing forward.
Okay. Well, Mr. Kiles, thank you very much for talking with me about this.
Hey, thanks, Jim, for having me.